This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, October 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, everybody. I'm Spencer Chase. Here's today's headlines. State takes the lead in groundwater recharge. Bills on organic ag and co-ops vetoed. And House GOP struggles. States to lead groundwater recharge actions. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a measure that puts responsibility on the Department of Water Resources for developing actions to expand groundwater recharge. DWR will incorporate the recommendations in its 2028 update to the California Water Plan. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers and the Regional Water Authority sponsored SB 659 and applauded Newsom for signing it this week. RWA Executive Director Jim Pfeiffer said the new law puts a spotlight on groundwater as a climate change hero. Remember, with the threat of widespread flooding in the San Joaquin Valley last winter, the administration followed the lead of farmers and local water agencies. Newsom's executive order streamlined the permitting process, but the state had not tracked groundwater recharge rates or coordinated projects on a landscape scale before. Newsom vetoes bills on organic ag and equipment co-ops. The governor has vetoed a measure proposing to consolidate reporting processes for organic producers. Backing the bill, Rebecca Weber, policy director for California's Certified Organic Farmers, said that record keeping is one of the sector's biggest barriers and the paperwork simply gets in the way. In his veto statement, Newsom reasoned AB 404 would have duplicated existing efforts and added more costs to the state. He referenced CDFA's ongoing initiative to streamline state water board reporting requirements for all ag producers. The author, Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael, had two other bills on organic ag that failed to pass out of committee this year. One would have modernized the Public Health Department's registration and payment system for organic food processors. The other would have prioritized organic practices in healthy soils grants. Newsom also vetoed a bill to incentivize farmers to share equipment through regional cooperatives. While he liked the idea of supporting small farmers and ranchers, the governor again cited the budget shortfall and added costs. We'll have more right after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back. Vilsack says Congress must act on Farm Bill or face dire consequences. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's fairly confident that Congress will succeed in either passing an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill or finish up work on a new one by the end of the year in order to avoid severe repercussions of doing nothing. That consequence of doing nothing would be the automatic onset of so-called permanent Farm Bill provisions created in 1938 and 1949 that are idled every time a new Farm Bill is enacted. The 2018 Farm Bill technically expired on September 30th, but it's not until 2024 that farm commodity and dairy support programs are superseded by permanent law. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. More uncertainty as Scalise tries to win speakership. Republicans continue trying to close ranks around a new House speaker, even after Congressman Steve Scalise won the party's nomination for the position at a private conference meeting Wednesday. As of Wednesday evening, more than 10 Republicans were holding out against Scalise, according to a CNN count. Congressman Frank Lucas said after the vote that it could take a few days for Scalise to ensure he has the votes he needs. Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican and former House Ag Committee chairman, supported Scalise over House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. Lucas said he likes Scalise for, quote, his experience, his consistency, the ability to count votes, and the ability to listen to members. By the way, Scalise has a somewhat more conciliatory record on farm programs than does Jordan, who's never voted for a farm bill and voted in 2018 to gut the sugar program. Vilsack hints at forthcoming details for trade promotion. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was mostly mum when asked Wednesday about the Regional Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, a newly proposed $1.4 billion foreign market promotion program to be funded out of the Commodity Credit Corporation. But he did hint that details are forthcoming. "I would just simply say, stay tuned," was Vilsack's quote to reporters. Some lawmakers have been critical of the fact that USDA plans to use CCC authority to fund the program, as requested by leaders of the Senate Ag Committee. Vilsack on Wednesday implored lawmakers not to try to limit his ability to access CCC funds. Lawmakers, he said, shouldn't contain the ability of the Department of Agriculture and the Secretary to utilize CCC resources. Bayer and Dollar General offer fresh fruit and vegetable coupons. Bayer and Dollar General are joining forces to offer fresh fruit and vegetables at a reduced price in celebration of National School Lunch Week. Students receive a coupon for 50% off one fresh produce item, redeemable for fruits and vegetables sold at local Dollar General stores. According to a release, Dollar General offers fresh produce in about 4,400 stores nationwide, and approximately 75% of the U.S. population is located within 5 miles of a Dollar General. The company has plans to offer fresh produce at more than 10,000 stores over the next several years, with a meaningful number of them located in areas defined by USDA as food deserts. Our full report is at agripulse.com. Finally, here's today's She Said It. That's a perspective that's very much missing in the halls of Congress. That was United Farm Workers President Teresa Romero touting the farm worker roots of former Assemblymember Rudy Salas. UFW has again endorsed Salas as he mounts a second attempt to unseat GOP Representative David Valadao. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, October 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Sacramento, California and Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Spencer Chase.